With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats in the state of Virginia working to disenfranchise the state's Republican voters by pushing for a redistricting plan that would virtually give them a permanent supermajority in the state. We get more details from Bernie Bennett.
Last November, President Donald Trump received 46.6% of the votes. If this redistricting plan passes, it would mean Republicans would hold only 18% of the state House seats in a state where at least 40% of the voters are Republicans. In 2020, the overwhelming majority of Virginians voted for a constitutional amendment that codified nonpartisan redistricting. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin calls the new redistricting proposal, quote, nuts. Youngkin added that Democrats are, quote, trying to run some desperate plan to redistrict Virginia. I think it's unconstitutional. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time to reopen the government.
Chuck Schumer doesn't do anything that doesn't have a political component to it. And honestly, I think that's what's driving this. If you think about it, there really isn't any other explanation. I think they're so scared of their hardcore base.
John Thune interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister have signed a new deal to provide more critical minerals for the U.S. to be imported from Australia. But economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says it is puzzling that the U.S. imports so many critical minerals, including from adversaries like China.
We have far more of these minerals than China does. Why is it that today we're dependent on Beijing for our critical minerals, which are necessary for our manufacturing, our defense systems, our microchips? So the first thing we have to do, and this is something that our great Interior Secretary Doug Burgum wants to do, is not just drill, baby, drill, but mine, baby, mine.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A watchdog group is issuing a new warning. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a real genocide going on in Nigeria and that the global media seems to be ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christian believers in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law reveals terrorists are also destroying churches. This is SRN News. Ed Donahue reports the government issued a mixed picture on inflation last month.
The Labor Department says gas prices went up, rent costs cooled, growth appears steady, but hiring has slowed. The numbers show inflation has risen more slowly than many economists expected when President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Somebody released thousands of minks being raised on a farm in Iowa.
Fencing was cut, pens and nest boxes were destroyed to release the mink, which are raised for their fur. By Friday morning, just over 60% of the mink had been recovered. Farmers say that the mink are not adapted to survival and tend to succumb to elements in the wild. There are about two such incidents of mink releases a year.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. Stocks closed at new highs on Friday as cool inflation data spurred optimism among investors. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.